News Centre at midday. Devon and Cornwall.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Get up out of your rocking chair, Grandma!
Or rather, would you care to dance, Grandmother?
Good afternoon. How are you? Hope you're well. Welcome to the weekend wind-up.
Left to my beat. I like the moonlight with me, baby. Know that future. Dreamer, you got it bad. Ain't no other that can sweep you up like a rubber. Straight up, I
gotcha.
Making you fall like that.
Break it down.
When I look in the mirror, I'm at your heart into two. I got this superstar glow, so
some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon, as I said, and welcome to the Weekend Wind Up with me, Spencer. With you now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. How you doing? Hope you're well. Hope your week's been good. Very much looking forward to being in your company today. I was off last week, so I'm catching up on some great music, which I've got for you today. Got a really good cover for another. Something a bit different than the usual stuff. So do get in touch. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or on social media, @SpenPhoenix on Twitter. The Weekend Wind Up on Instagram. Oh, everywhere. You know what to do. Do get in touch. Let me know what you're up to. Be great to hear from you. And I'll be joined in the studio today by special guests. I've got Samantha Byrne, Martin Williams. They're going to be coming in, talking all things local theatre and their campaign to save a local theatre, which I'm more than happy to get behind. What are you doing? But stick with me, get in touch. Got some great music, as I said, some brand new tracks as well, which I'm looking forward to playing for you. And this next track, it's not a brand new track. This is about 28 years old now. But it still sounds really fresh. I thought I'd play this for you again. So do get in touch. I look forward to being in your company.
Mountain View Care Home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Let's face it, after the year we've had, many of us are carrying a few extra lockdown pounds. All that comfort eating and little treating has made a mark. And those extra pounds can put strain on our bodies. Now's the time to turn things around. Let's shop smarter, eat better, and move more. Getting started is easier than you think. For free tips and tools to lose weight, search Better Health. Let's do this.
These days, sustainable business really does make sense. Ensuring your business is running as efficiently as possible, saving money on energy bills, lowering its carbon footprint. It's a great place to start. And if we told you your business could qualify for a low-case grant of up to £10,000 without payback to help it grow and grow greener, would you want to miss out? Register your business interest today. www.locase.co.uk. Grant funding for greener business growth.
Is everything broken? If I could take it back even for a moment, because some nights I want that. Should I call you? I could try to explain, but I'll just make the same mistake. So I'll just lie here, lock away these words, just keep them inside me. If you only knew how much it hurts. But if I'm honest, in the cold light of day, I'll be okay, more than okay. If it's fallen, let it fall. I love that you gave my heart a home. The place hasn't changed, but I'm here. Down the pictures, read your letters one last time. Try not to remember all the good times at the start. It's never easy when things don't last, and it's hard for my heart when I'm alone here in the dark. But if it's breaking, let it break. I love that you
Here we go, Natalie Imbruglia there, Build It Better, lead single from the new album, Crazy Days, which is due out next month. And, yeah, apparently it's a, a real return to form for Natalie. So we'll be checking it out and playing your tracks on that, I'm sure. Thanks for everyone getting in touch so far. Loads of people watching in. I can see how many of you. There's loads, which I really should put the camera on, shouldn't I? I've got it turned off today at the moment. I will sort that out in a moment for you. But thank you very much for watching and listening, of course. Appreciate it. So a couple of messages that have come in. Hannah, hi, thank you. Hannah said, looking forward to today's show. We missed you last Saturday. Thanks very much. I had a week off last Saturday. I was busy, but back today. And as I said, very much looking forward to spending time with you and playing you some great music. So if you've got any requests and stuff, do let me know. I've had a few things coming during the week, which I will be playing during the afternoon. But obviously, there's loads of time. So if you've got any shout-outs or if you've got any requests, any celebrations, or anything like that, do let me know and I will play what I can for you. But thanks for the lovely message. And Susan's messaging. Hi, Susan. Hope you're well. To say, is there any chance you could play some One Direction today? Well, I'm probably not going to play One Direction, I'll be honest. They're not on the playlist. I'll see what I can do. But I do have a Harry Styles track, which is Danny's choice today, funny enough. So it all segues in quite nicely. So that'll be coming up shortly. I'm going to move things slightly around today, because of the guests I've got coming in. So, you know, there's going to be half an hour taken out of schedule today because we'll be talking all things local theatre and the closure of the Thameside Theatre. So I'll move things around. So Danny's Choice will be coming up very shortly, and I will maybe do cover for another in the next 45 minutes as well. We'll just see what's going on. But I'm going to carry on now with the brand new track. Now, this is from the new album, Invisible Days, and this is the new track, literally released yesterday, featuring Chai. This is the new one from Duran Duran. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Oh, that Duran song's a little bit of me, that is. Loving that. Anyway, I've got today's first traveller update of the day for you. And the roads are quite busy at the moment, as you would expect with the warm weather. So there are the temporary traffic lights on the A128 as you come past the Robin Hood. That's causing some major problems there with traffic just getting through. It is moving just a lot slower than usual. There's also temporary traffic lights as you come through on the B186 around Brentwood Station as well, which were put into place this morning. Now, on the M25, as you leave Junction 29, heading towards Lakeside Thurrock, that road, stretch of road, is congested. It's full. Traffic is not moving through that stretch of road at the moment. I can't work out what the problem is, and I've not seen any travel updates telling me what the problem is, but all I know is that traffic is being held at the moment, so just be mindful. If you are on the M25, it might be worthwhile coming off at 29 and going through the back roads if you're heading towards Lakeside Thurrock, for example. A127, busy south end bound. No major problems, just quite heavy traffic. And A13 showing is okay at the moment as well. London Underground services running fine. C2C running to timetable at the moment as our Greater Anglia. But I will keep you updated on the hour should that change.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
This track coming up, it's the brand new one from a certain Steps. Very 80s sounding. And I'm loving this. This is Take Me For A Ride.
Tell me that I've lost my mind.
We go, Madonna there. It's one of those songs that doesn't often get played from Madonna, but I think that was one of her best ones. Very atmospheric from a long, long time ago now, that was. But yeah, it's good to hear that again. Now it's time I'm going to play today's Danny's Choice. Now, Danny sent this in last week, so timing-wise, it's slightly off because this is for his daughter's Grace's birthday. I think Grace would... Is she 14? If my memory serves you correctly, I'm not too sure. She's 14 or 15 or something like that. Anyway, it was her birthday, and he'd like this song played for her. And it's a great choice. It really is. So thanks, Dan. Appreciate this. And yeah, you just forget what... I think he wrote this as well. This is Harry Styles, and I think he wrote this as well. And it's a glorious piece of music. So thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. And looking forward to next week's choice.
Times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't.
the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet.
me to work one morning down the path alongside the lake. A tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, yes, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. The snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a curvature of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night as soon as she arrived. Now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. The snake. Clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sad the snake. Now I saved you, cried that woman, and you bit me even a while. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Ah, oh, shut up, silly woman. Say that a reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sad the snake. Sad the snake.
Bennett's Funerals are proud to sponsor the ongoing redevelopment of Butterfly Meadow, Brentwood, raising awareness for Our Grieving Hearts, your local charity supporting parents who have lost a child at any age and through any circumstance. We're part of the Compassionate Friends, commemorating 50 years of peer-to-peer support for bereaved parents. To find out more, visit us at ourgrievinghearts.co.uk, where we have a list of our services and upcoming fundraising events.
Get ready for the ultimate muddy obstacle challenge, guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Nuclear Races brings you Mission Mud on Saturday, the 10th of October, in support of St. Francis Hospice. Places are limited, so don't miss out. For more information, go to sfh.org.uk and search for Mission Mud. sfh.org.uk, search Mission Mud and get involved.
My car. Up in the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on drive. Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pick, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice.
Out of my dreams.
Yeah, do check Stu out on the drive show. he is very funny. Honestly, that man's perfect for radio. Honestly, he's... And if you don't know much about Stu as well, check out his podcast. He's a really prolific poetry writer as well, and lots published on Amazon and stuff, and he's just very, very funny. Do check him out. Highly recommend it. I want to say some hellos to people taking the time to message in. Thank you very much. Hannah's messaged in. Hi, Hannah. Hope you're well. To say, really enjoying the music, and happy birthday for Lot. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's really nice of you. Yes, it was my birth. When was my birthday? It was in this week. Sorry. I had a week off and it threw me. Very uneventful. But, you know, as you get older, they are, aren't they? But thank you. And for your wishes, very much appreciated. And I will see what I can play for you. She asked me to play something and I said, but don't tell anyone. So nothing wrong with what you've asked me to play for, but I will see what I can find. But thanks for the message in. Terry's message in saying, really enjoying the tunes today. Driving around doing the usual family stuff you have to do every Saturday, which means waiting outside venues to pick up the kids. And I feel your pain, but thanks for listening. Hope I'm keeping you company. If you want anything to play, Terry, do get in touch and let us know. And Derek, how are you, my friend? Friend of the show, Derek. Yes, I did have a good week off. Thank you. And no, thank you for asking. So Derek is asking because my daughter is about to get married, and Derek's asked if she had a lovely wedding. It wasn't this week. That's not why I was off last Saturday. It's actually next week is just my pre-wedding show. So, but it's we're all good to go, I think. And it's all a little bit too much at the moment for everyone, I think. But it's in a good way, of course, not in a bad way. It's all become very real, and so it's all focused in and just getting over the end line, really. So last minute glitches, I think, this week, but we are working through those. So yes, very much looking forward to the wedding, and thank you for your kind words. Really appreciate it. And if it's okay, I will share a couple of photos on my show page as well once the wedding's happened. I hope you wish them nothing but a lovely day. So, but looking forward to it. I will keep you updated on how it's gone. So, and I'll play you some Tom Jones, of course, Derek, when I can over the next hour. So just a reminder, after 1 o'clock today, we do have special guests in the studio, Sam Byrne, Martin Williamson, and they're in to talk all things local theatre and the closure of the Thameside Theatre. So very much looking forward to them coming in. I'm hoping they'll be on air when they arrive at about 1:10. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to carry on with a brand new track. It's just been launched this week. This is Anne-Marie with a duet with Little Mix with Kiss My.
Don't want to hear one more lie. They used to work, but not tonight. That's the last time you do me wrong. Got my stuff, I'm at the door. Now I'm the one you're begging for. Don't know what you got until it's gone. Already know how this goes. Give you more all than you ghost. But when I'm gone, you do the most. I'm in your head, it's when you're alone, up in your bed. Boy, I ain't the one, you got me wrong. Yeah, you send me roses every day, but I know the game you play. Boy, all you did was make me strong. 'Cause I already know how this goes. Give you my all, then you ghost. But when I'm gone, you do the most, yeah.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There we go, the Manic Street Preachers there with Julia Cumming, the brand new one from the album due out next month, The Secret He Had Missed. So really thrilled to tell you my guests are here for today, and we will be talking after the news. So I've got one more track leading up to the news, then I will have the weather and a couple of more tracks before we go on air. So looking forward to talking all things theatre and the closure of the Thameside Theatre. So do make sure you stay tuned. I'll be with you back after the news. And just to get us there, this is Johnny H. Jazz.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Stanley Centre at 1, the Taliban is getting closer to Kabul, with militants now just 40 miles from the Afghan capital. The group swept through the country as foreign troops withdraw. President Ashraf Ghani has given his first TV address since the insurgency.
Our dear country, Afghanistan, is in serious danger of instability due to the war imposed on us. In the current situation, the reintegration of the security and defence forces is our priority, and serious measures are being taken in this regard.
Hundreds of UK troops have been sent to help bring British nationals back. The actions of police in Plymouth are under investigation after a gunman carried out the UK's first mass shooting for a decade. The watchdog is looking at how 22-year-old Jake Davison was able to legally own a weapon despite having it taken off him last year. He killed his mum and four others on Thursday. NHS officials are worried thousands of people are missing out on cancer treatment because they don't want to overwhelm the health service, but doctors are reiterating the importance of coming forward. In sport, Manchester United have kicked off their new Premier League campaign against rivals Leeds United. Darren Stanage is watching at a sold-out Old Trafford.
Where they've just taken the lead, Manchester United 1, Leeds 0. Fernandes with the goal, Pogba created it before the game. United introduced French World Cup winner Raphael Varane. He's signed from Real Madrid. Pogba should have scored for United after 10 minutes. He fired wide, went through on goal, but he's just made an end, setting Fernandes up. It's Manchester United 1, Leeds 0.
England cricket captain Joe Root and Johnny Bairstow are frustrating India's bowlers on the third day of the second test at Lord's. A short time ago, the pair had helped the host to 201 for three. And Olympians are receiving a hero's welcome at homecoming events today. A concert to celebrate Team GB's Tokyo success takes place at Wembley tomorrow. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
OK, your latest weather for you. And as you can see, it's a bright and sunny day across the across the county today. Can't talk, I do apologise. But there's going to be some patchy cloud developing during the afternoon. There will be some rain coming in this evening. Just light showers, nothing too heavy. An average temperature today of 22 degrees. And tonight, any showers will be easing and the skies will gradually clear overnight. There might be some mist in the morning, but nothing too bad, and a temperature of 14 degrees overnight. And tomorrow, it's going to be a cloudy start, some rain in the morning, but not looking too bad by lunchtime when the sunshine will break through and there'll be sunny spells all afternoon at 22 degrees. But obviously the weather can change. We'll keep you updated every hour with your weather update.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Kicking off the second hour with Deborah Cox. A couple of tracks and then we'll introduce my special guests.
My name's Martin Williams. I'm vice
Vice Chairman of Private Courts and Players, and I'm also Marketing and Publicity Officer for Hi
Spencer, I'm Sam Bell. Michael has been in famous production.
Take me
There we go. Lady A there with Ocean, which is the one of their new tracks from the new album. So I'm really thrilled to welcome my special guests into the studio today. I'll introduce them in a moment. But just as a precursor, we're talking all things local theatre today and the importance of local theatre. Now, as somebody connected to the industry, I cannot tell you how important local theatre is for families, for children, for individuals, for people looking to make their way in the industry, or for people that just enjoy going out and spending quality time. And we see changes to the landscape with local theatre, and obviously things move forward, etc. But there, you know, we are seeing theatres crop up, we are seeing theatres close, and there doesn't seem to be any sustained approach or pattern to the way the industry is kind of looked after with regard to live theatre. Now, for me, live theatre is all about, it's not only what you're seeing, it's how that makes you feel. So the experience of going to a theatre and walking in, if you're a child that's never been to a theatre before, I've witnessed it myself where children will walk into a theatre and their mouths will be open because they are thinking, you know, what is this? It's exciting, it's vibrant, it's colourful, and you never lose that. And the experience you get from a theatre and the learning you can get from a good theatre and a good evening out and a performance is immeasurable. It really is. It does wonders for the audience, but it also does wonders for the people involved with the theatre. So if you're a performer, you would go in, you gain experience, you gain confidence, you gain social skills. It's a learning activity and it's a place of learning. For me, it's another educational establishment, the theatre. You would learn from when you go and watch something to being involved with it, whether it be production backstage, you know, because the show, it's a cliche, but any performance and any show isn't just down to the people that are on the stage. There are the technical crews, there are the background crews, there are the helpers, the chaperones, etc. So it's an experience, and it's something that for me I'm very passionate about, and it should be nurtured, and it should be kind of really supported and really promoted. And I'm really thrilled to say, in the studio with me today, I have Martin and I have, oh my God, my mind's gone. Sam, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just turning your mics up. My mind went then. I'm really sorry. We've been chatting for ages. I'm joined in the studio by two people passionate about the theatre, but also really, really championing a great cause at the moment, which is the sad potential closure of a local theatre, which is a cornerstone of our community. And I wanted to talk to him about that and to see exactly what's going on. So if I can introduce us, first of all, we've got Martin. Martin, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, Spencer. It's lovely to be here. Thank you very much. I'm a local actor, born and bred and raised in the Thameside Theatre, amateur actor. I'm vice chairman of Thurrock Courts Players, the resident drama company, but I'm also marketing and publicity officer for Arts Thurrock, which was formerly known as Thurrock Arts Council, but we rebranded for the 21st century.
Brilliant. I just literally, as you were talking, I just picked up a message from a listener to say, don't forget, also you learn, you've got the museum in the theatre as well.
You've got the museum in the library, and absolutely, you want to talk about that as well. It's the whole complex,
But it shows you how passionate people are. Somebody just messaged in to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Sam.
Yeah, I'm. Thank you for having us, firstly, Spencer.
That's all right.
And coming along to be able to have the opportunity to speak about this today. But I'm an events and entertainments manager all my life. I've been a professional chaperone, still am a professional chaperone. My daughter's in the performing arts as well. And I'm avid about theatre.
Absolutely. So what is it about theatre that draws you in? What is it about theatre that keeps you connected to it?
Oh, gosh, I mean, it's just everything you've just said is absolutely true. And I think from a, you know, that goes from a 3-year-old child on the stage to a 93-year-old actor and performer on the stage as well. Somebody said something very interesting to me yesterday. They said, if you're a footballer, you aim for the back of the goal. If you're a performer, you aim to perform on a professional stage. And that's what we have in Grays. And that's an opportunity that's open to everybody. You know, as I say, if you're singing a nursery rhyme or you're performing opera, basically. But theatre for me is that whole sensation of, you know, entering a theatre, whether it'll be, you know, our theatre, or I recently went to see a show called Love Letters at Hornchurch. Brilliant show, set in a pub in Essex. Or the West End, which I go very regularly, and I'm very lucky to be able to do that. But unfortunately, not everybody has the chance to do that.
No.
And that is why local theatre is so important.
And also, as well, with local theatre, I think it's not so much now, but maybe 20 odd years ago, maybe more than that, there was a perception that the quality theatre was in London.
No.
And it's not the case. No, you get some of your greatest performances and your productions in provisional theatres and local theatres.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for me, I was chatting to a friend of mine about this because I was explaining you were coming on. And he said, and this is a really good point, that every theatre has its own personality. Mm. And the theatre we're referring to, which we'll talk about in a moment, the Thameside in Grays, is... It's unique in its setup. I've performed there many times myself over the years, and it's got its own personality, and it's just something that is it's big enough, but it's small enough to be intimate, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's just something special about it, and you could go on, and I've lost track of how many productions I've seen there, and you know, some probably more preferred than others, but it's still an experience, and you go for a night out. And it's so Thurrock Court Players, tell us about your involvement with that, with the theatre.
Yeah, well, I started out with Thurrock Youth Theatre at the Thameside Theatre. Thurrock Court Players were the first company to ever perform at the brand when it was brand new, so that was in 1971, and I've been performing there ever since. Not just there, I've been to Basildon, Edinburgh, Felixstowe, performances with the company. So, you know, fairly wide-ranging experience. So I've not got an insular view of was the Thameside, and that's all I've ever done.
No, absolutely.
But it's an intimate theatre. It's a 300-seater, and you can whisper on stage, and people at the back can hear you. And on a slightly different tack, which nobody's mentioned so far, with all the chats that we've had, Sam, with the campaign team... There's evidence that it might be haunted as well.
You know, it's a relatively new
thing. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I remember years ago and going, so do you remember Jonathan Catton?
Yes, John, he was the year below me in sixth form.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I knew John very well.
John was an amazing guy, wasn't he?
Brilliant.
And sadly no longer with us. And I remember him taking me around the theatre years ago. And he was just full of stories about that sort of thing. And it was just lovely to see. So while we're talking about the theatre, tell us, what are the plans for the theatre? And what's going on? What's the situation?
Well, at the moment, the council are proposing to close the whole complex down. And that's very important. We do talk about the complex because there's an awful lot that goes on in that building, which a lot of the residents do use. You've obviously got the theatre. You've got the general library for the borough. I mean, it's a huge library. It goes over two floors there. It's got 20 PCs for the public to use, and it's absolutely crammed with bookcases. And you've got the museum, which, when you talk about the theatre and inspiring children and learning and education, it's, I mean, Martin, hear me out on this. I mean, it's absolutely jam-packed with artefacts.
Absolutely.
Which have to be kept at certain temperatures.
Certain humidity and temperature.
Oh, it's an amazing place. None of this, may I add, has ever, I feel, been used to its full potential either.
No.
And there's so much that can be done there that's maybe been done in the last year or pre-COVID. But, yeah, they're proposing to close the whole complex down.
For what reason?
Well, they simply say that it's not fit for purpose, which leads us into the sort of it's part of the meat of what we want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, they've said not fit for purpose, but they've also said surplus to requirements, and they're the words that really get a lot of people, because
what does that mean?
How can something be surplus to requirements when so many people use it, so many people need it? How can it be surplus to anything? So there are the terms that we understand is what's going to happen. I believe that the plan is to demolish the building and sell the land. You know, we want, and has been promised to the people of Thurrock on many occasions over the years. Also in 2017, Councillor Gledhill stood up in the chambers at the council offices and said that the Thameside would not be closed down until a suitable alternative was found. He also said, which I found really interesting, he said that it would not be banished to a drafty community hall in the middle of nowhere. And that's his words. It's on YouTube.
See, I don't understand the logic. Forgive me. And obviously, I've done a bit of research into this because you were coming in today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know, obviously, you know, there's a financial element to this. It's one of the reasons why they're looking to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the logic of knocking something down to rebuild something somewhere else.
Yeah. Or will they?
Exactly. That's the whole point. So if they are going to fulfil that promise, surely the expenditure of a brand new build to continue that legacy, it's going to be more less cost effective than what we've
exactly.
got already.
Exactly. And the other thing is about the Thameside complex, Spencer, and you know, we've got to remember that we do live in a deprived area. It's in a central location with great transport links. People can walk there. If a young mother's taking her children to the library, she can walk there with a pushchair. You know, if you're going to see a show, there's taxis, trains, buses, there's everything there for you to be able to get there. And it's in the town, but it's near a very highly populated area. So the location is also important as well. And so it's accessible for everybody, which the Thameside complex is.
Yeah. I think that this argument of not fit for purpose is, in my opinion, devious, basically, because in 2015, the then administration commissioned a professional company who are experts in theatre design, theatre concepts, etc., to look at the Thameside and come up with options for improvement or alternatives for theatre, a theatre provision. Not no theatre, but a theatre provision. Mm-hmm. And they came up with a series of quite interesting designs. It's still available online. Mm-hmm. Charcoal Blue was the company. And basically, they were positive in their approach, saying this is what you can do with the Thameside, and I was involved in it to a degree as well, because I as a performer there had ideas over the years what could be done, simple thing, relatively straightforward things to improve it. The other alternative that they came up with was a complete new build, so we then had a set of costings. So it was, there was no talk of no theatre, no talk at all. Now, that study is being said, well, it was proved it was not fit for purpose. That is not contained in that study at all. That was not the objective of the study. So I find that really rather mean and actually amateurish in terms of trying to turn something that round like that to suit their argument, which is to then take arts and culture out into the community to these, as Sam was saying, the drafty community halls.
However, we would say that it is brilliant taking the arts and culture into the community. That's exactly what we want.
As
it should
well
be spread.
As, not instead
yes,
of.
Yes, as well as. We need an arts. It's an arts hub. It's a culture hub. It's an educational hub with the library there. We need that to come off the building and go across the community. Absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely, because we've got... obviously, with community, like the halls and stuff in the borough, there are quite a few of them, and a lot of them contain long-standing theatre schools. And our hall has been one of the longest-standing theatre schools in Thurrock. So they're important, but they would not replace a theatre. They couldn't replace
they
a
couldn't.
Theatre. And nobody operating in these halls would even suggest it for a second.
No.
What we've also picked up, not forgetting it's a complex. Mm-hmm. So you've got the library, and one of the proposals for the library is to reduce it to 2 PCs, personal computers, and 8 bookshelves.
In the top floor of a council building. It's actually got 20 PCs and 2 floors absolutely crammed with books.
As a student, I worked there during the summer breaks in the early 70s, and the resources that they had there were amazing. It's reduced now. They used to have a reference library there as well. But if you walk through that library, you can still see there is the community use it. There are people moving mm-hmm. around all the time from all age ranges.
About to say, it's more than just books, isn't it? It's a place to meet. It's a place
you
to catch up.
You had the coffee bar downstairs where people would then go and mingle and talk. You had the PCs, a row of about 10 PCs where people could get on the internet. And that's just beginning to touch what that building
the surface,
provided.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The museum, I mean, when you look at this... I've analysed the speeches made at Cabinet, and it's appalling, really, the level of debate that actually went on. I'm really quite shocked. But taking that as my cue, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody comes up with the idea to say, well, that's a museum, we don't know what to do with this stuff, let's flog it, let's have a boot sale.
Oh, please, no.
You know,
that's our heritage.
Which would be absolutely disgraceful. But I'm flying off into a little bit of fantasy there, because I'm not sure even in their most demented moods that they would do something like that.
You just never know, do you?
You never know.
We'll be back just after the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre. where our family cares for your family.
Okay, so we're going to carry on with the travel update for you. So the A128 is still showing it has a broken down vehicle, which is causing some delays for traffic moving through the area. Traffic is moving just slower than usual. On the A12, as you leave Gallows Corner, heading towards the Brook Street M25 roundabout, that's looking quite congested at the moment. Traffic is flowing just slower than usual. The earlier problems, oh bless you, the earlier problems on the M25 are between the stretch of Junction 29 to Lakeside. They are still ongoing. Traffic is now moving. It was being held earlier, but there are some delays as they clear the backlog of traffic. And also, as you go on to the 127 from the M25 south inbound, there is congestion there. On the public transport network, services on C2C and Greater Anglia Network are showing okay at the moment, still running fine, as is the London Underground and the Docklands Light Railway. It's not looking too bad out there. We will keep you posted on all the travel as and when it happens, but things are looking pretty much okay at the moment.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Stars out, and you make it rain for days. You tear my heart out, and you put it back in place. We take our feelings and hide them in bottles, just like the moonlight. They're gone by tomorrow.
Ending quickly. I do apologise. I don't know what happened there. It just went off. I do apologise for that. So I just would like to welcome back my guests into studio. As you know, today we are joined by Martin and Sam, and they're in the studio. I didn't have a brain freeze then. I promise you, I was looking at something else. Talking all things theatre and the closure of the Thameside Theatre. So going back to where we were before, guys, we're talking about, obviously, the importance of the theatre in the community. And I'd just like to read out some. We just had a comment come in from a listener. This is Quincy, he's one of our regular listeners, and he said, if you rip the heart out of the Greys, you'd hit everything in that area hard. Culture, history, performing arts bring people together. Losing this and the state building all leads to Greys and Thurrock losing its identity.
100% That's, agree.
That is eloquent and succinct.
Absolutely. And don't you think we've had enough over the last 18 months? People need to be coming back together now. People need to have something to lift them, and that's what that place does.
I was just going to make the point about the council are promoting this programme of moving arts and culture into the community with no theatre. If that were the case, because I'm quoting from a public meeting, Councillor Mrs. Hewlin, who's the arts and culture portfolio holder, she said that's what we're doing because COVID has changed everything. Our audiences have changed. Well, there can only be Thurrock audiences, and I'd love to see the research that she's got, because I don't know anybody here or anybody who's listening. Have they heard whether Lloyd Webber is packing up Cinderella and going to go round to village halls with it?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
No.
But it's like we say, isn't it? Going to the theatre isn't just about what it is you're seeing. It's the whole package. Atmosphere. It's the experience. Atmosphere. So, you know, yes, of course, bring arts out into the community. I fully support that. And I think it's really important to bring arts into schools. It's important to bring arts into community groups. And we have lots and lots of people in the community doing that. But going to the theatre is a package. It's an experience. It's social. It's spending time with people you care about. It's it's an evening out. It's, as you say, things have changed during COVID. Absolutely, they've changed, and it makes the theatre even more important now. Absolutely. Because we've not been out for a year and a half.
Let's get out there.
We've not been to the theatre. I went to a friend of mine. We went to a cabaret show in London a couple of weeks ago. And it's a very small cabaret venue, and it was a performance of it was the Dad's Army Radio Plays. Mm-hmm. We went to see.
Oh, okay.
But it was being back out, seeing something on a stage, and it was a small, it was only an audience of 60, 80 people, maybe if that. But it's the experience, isn't it? And you can't teach that. You can't unnaturally enforce that into a community. It's a very holistic thing, if that makes sense.
It is.
It kind of is something that's naturally happens and is good for you.
You have to have a focus, a hub. And that's exactly what the Thameside Complex does, because it draws people into the library, to the museum, to the theatrical performances. What it does is it provides a fertile environment for people to have ideas and then spread that out into the community. But it also allows people in the community to have their ideas and move in, and if need be, to move into the Thameside, where it can then be brought to its peak. So you're looking at the Thameside is a hub, it's a focus, and it's also can be a pinnacle for people's achievements. Mm-hmm. If you take it away, the theatre out of Thurrock, you've lost that. Cannot be a coherent, rational arts and culture strategy. Not in my opinion at all.
No, I agree.
And so where are these members able to justify themselves down to the practicalities? As far as I understand, that none of these members who are leading this particular charge have any experience whatsoever in theatre. They don't like theatre. I think, in fact, Councillor Coxall has said, people say, I don't like arts and culture. I've actually got it quoted down here. It's a bit of a rambling speech. He says, maybe I, maybe don't.
Oh, well.
That's just a taste.
Well,
if you've got somebody who's not interested in the arts leading the charge on this, I think the danger signals are flashing extremely bright.
Not being funny as well, there is this is going off on a different tangent, so I'm not going to go down this route, but there is another argument. If you have somebody leading a local authority at chief exec level, that chief exec, in my view, should live in the borough.
Absolutely.
Because they can't understand what goes on. You know your people, you know your audience, and then you know what's important to people.
And ideally, so should the members.
Absolutely. Of course they should. So what do you think the theatre... What type of people use the complex?
Right across the board. I mean, if you talk about the library, I mean, we did a protest recently when they had the council meeting at the civic offices on the 21st. We had a very good turnout. We had a petition that we did on change.org, 4,000 plus signatures. We also had a papers petition, because that was the rules and regulations. If you had one of those, you had to have a paper one as well. It was around about 100 names. Martin and I went into chambers. Martin got up and spoke. We submitted it. It's been accepted. But I had a guy come up to me on, you know, on his bike while we were just setting up the... And he said, have you got the petition there? And I said, oh, I'm sorry, because it had to be all finalised to be handed in. And I said, I'm sorry, you can't sign it now. He said, I'm so sorry. He said, I heard about it. People are talking about it. I wanted to sign it. So I've come today because I knew you'd be here. But because I don't have a commuter at home and I don't have internet access, so I thought I'd come in. Now, that just shows you how important the library is, how important this communication is with the residents. You know, and also, I know what we're saying about these councillors and they don't understand the answer. Understand business. Talk about business for a minute. How many, even dance schools, never mind production companies and things like that put things on at the theatre, how many dance companies... That's supporting small businesses in our community. And also, all the offshoots of that.
Yeah.
Staging, lighting, costumes, videography, photography. These are all local businesses that are profiting. And also the nighttime economy.
Especially, yeah.
What I don't know, I can't get my head around is, and I'm careful how I word this, because I don't want it to come across in the wrong way. But,
no.
But for somebody who lives in, so I live in Ockenden.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be going to Grays purely because I don't need to if it wasn't for that complex.
So
because everything else is on my doorstep and I don't have friends living in Grays.
No.
So there's no and perfectly lovely to go to Grays, but I definitely have no reason to. I go there because of the theatre.
Yep.
Or the complex.
Yeah.
So the whole regeneration issue is I don't understand the logic behind getting rid of that.
No. So if you came to, if you've got young children, you took your children to the cinema because they used to do cinema shows.
Yep.
You know, two adults and a child and some popcorn for £5. This is what I'm saying about applying to everybody. Go to the cinema on Wednesday morning, come out, go and have lunch with the children. Maybe pop to the shops and buy something. If you're going in the evening, maybe you'll go and have a drink before you go to the theatre or a meal. This is the nighttime economy. This is what theatre is bringing into our community. And that's also really, really important.
I think without distracting from what we're talking about, which is the potential loss of a theatre, you yourself, Spencer, just said, what's driving it, in so many words? And I think we're getting sort of mixed messages about deficits in the council budget. And there was a whole list of assets up for consideration for sale, including Grange Waters, where apparently there were 250 children who were enjoying themselves the other weekend. But there's been no mention of that it's a going concern owned by the council.
It's a bit of a
what's happened actually is these issues have actually, we've not gone looking for them. They've started to come in orbit around us, and we're pretty focused. It's the theatre arguments.
I totally get.
So that may be what you're saying, Spencer, is that we're beginning to peel back the layers.
Yep.
And outside people are interested in what's going on and linking it with, you know, where did they get to this stage?
Did
they get to this stage?
And I
don't want to defocus from the fundamental argument that theatre, we have a theatre, and in actual fact, at the end of that meeting that Sam and I attended, Councillor Coxall came over and started speaking to me, and I didn't think he was going to give me the time of day, but he obviously felt prompted to come over and talk to me and say, come and talk to us, you know, you might want to turn it into a trust. Well, if it's up for sale for a quid, then we could all sort of chivvy in together and buy it for £1. But what this community is not going to do is rather like having your house and somebody come along to you and saying, it's a nice house, isn't it? Do you want to buy it? But it's yours.
Yeah.
It's yours.
And it belongs to the community. Yeah. And
it
they're
belongs
actually,
to us, not to
they're
them.
They're saying it goes to the highest bidder, or you can buy back what you already own. I think that's outrageous if that's what's actually at the bottom of it.
And I totally get, you know, in these challenging times, particularly financially, every local authority will have deficits and will have budget constraints. Of course. And that's, you know, you'd be naive to think otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, just my opinion, but it's very easy to throw that at the complex.
Of course.
Deal with the deficits in the areas they're in.
Yeah.
Deal with the problems
and
in those areas.
Don't blame it on COVID. Our local council got £15 million from central government to deal with COVID.
Yeah.
They've been given funds. Don't use COVID as an excuse, because that is not. This is a battle the people of Thurrock have been fighting for years. 2017, am I right? Mm-hmm. The last time it came up.
Yes, yes.
You know, 2014. We're going to close it. The only thing is, it's always been open. Now it's not open. And that's the thing. Open that building now for the people of this borough.
Are you worried it's not going to reopen?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Frankly, of course. Yes. I think that...
that's my concern.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think they should open it now. And if not, tell us the reasons why. Because that's exactly the sort of questions we've been asking them, Spencer, and we're not getting any answers
and
at all.
We're getting figures bandied about. Well, it's surplus to requirements. It's past its sell-by date. And it's going to cost £16 million to refurbish it.
No.
Well, what really... I mean, the sharp intake of breath at that committee meeting was when Councillor Mrs. Hewlin was saying... So the figure is £16 million, and she suddenly said, it's going to cost £17 million. And hang on, there's another million quid just been... Yeah. What, either you know your facts or you don't. Mm-hmm. And we're finding it difficult from that point of view... To actually argue, because where are the detailed studies? Where are the background papers? I mean, I'm retired now. I've had a career in local government, 38 years, and I know there should be detailed survey reports that would prove £16 million. There was a balance sheet. Let's see.
It was a balance sheet which was a 10-year forecast, basically a wish list. So I said to you, Spencer, I'm going to take you around this theatre. What would you like? That was basically it. It wasn't anything about not opening the theatre now.
No.
And actually, to put out these figures of £16 million, about £500,000 pound a year running cross, that's wrong, because that's scaremongering. I don't believe that's true. And if I'm wrong, Thurrock Council, and you're out there listening, come and tell me what the truth is.
Well, I was going to say, all for rational debate, and then if anyone from the council is listening out there, if you want to come on the show and talk to me and give us a rationale and reason for why this is happening, please feel free to get in touch. We'll be on social media. You'll be able to see it. So where are we now with the campaign and what's happening? What's the next stage?
Yeah.
How can people help? How can people get involved?
Listen, we're on socials now. We've got Facebook. It's Save the Thames Side. And we're on Twitter. Please like, please join our groups. Please show your support through this way. We've done the petition. We don't know how that's going to go, so there may be another petition. If you get on our social pages, we can update you and keep you informed of what's going on. Our campaign, we've had the protests. We're constantly writing to people. We're in touch with lots of different agencies. We've had some contact from media as well, so we're going to be examining that over the next week. We've got flyers. We've got posters. We've got it all coming this week.
And we're contacting celebrities as well.
And we're contacting celebrities.
I mean, this is it's got to be a concerted effort. What I was actually going to say when you were going back earlier about the theatre, I was just thinking about what we could lose. Now, I'm just blowing my company's own trumpet for a moment. About 3 years ago, we did a production of One Man, Four Governors. And it was my privilege to play one of the slightly smaller parts. I played the crooked lawyer in it. We had a good feeling about the play. We played to full houses. Something we'd not had before. We had standing ovations every night, which is, even now I can get emotional about that. And people were unprompted coming up afterwards and saying, we've seen West End shows, this is West End quality. Mm-hmm. Now, we do it for the love of theatre. We're not professionals, but that's a hell of a compliment. But that and many other activities, that's what you'd be losing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a cultural thing, isn't it? So, look, to wrap it up, so what we'll do is this will be available on my show page and on the station show page over the weekend.
Fabulous.
By tomorrow. It'd be really good for you to come back in and tell us how it's going.
Oh, Spencer,
this is chapter one.
Fully behind you on this, and any help I can give, it's important to me from a performer's point of view, but also I live in the borough as well, and I know how important the Thames Side complex is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you should allow yourself both a pat on the back for what you've done so far and your team, because I think
it's
amazing.
It's
amazing. And do not go quietly.
We will not.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much, guys. And anyone, lots of people getting in touch. I'll be reading out messages later.
Brilliant.
Thanks to everyone who's listening in. Really appreciate it. And let's support these people in this really, really good cause.
Nails shine like Christmas, heels on 6 inches, waist cinched, smoke, laugh it. You can't have this, you can't hit this. I got a new man in my business, and he all about his business, and his name ain't none of your business. Oh, oh, oh. Pin up girl on that poster, say it so like I'm Doja. Icy, wifey, body shape Coca-Cola. I got a new man in my business, and he all about his business, and his name ain't none of your business. Oh, oh, oh. Let them know, oh baby, let them know.
like beaches, Rolls Royce, screeching, Rolex, gleaming, blonde hair, I bleached it, you could call me Khaleesi, I stay up on my queen thing, up here the haters look teeny tiny, ooh, let them know, oh baby, let them know, cause they can run their mouth, but I'ma stand their pose for you, let them know, go ahead and flip that switch, no, they can't beat you down, cause baby, you're there.
Ponytail to the waistline, throw it back, baby, take time. Money talks and I make my all my girls for the baseline. Ponytail to the waistline, throw it back, baby, take time. Money talks and I make my.
Let them know, oh, baby, let them know.
Sutton View Care Home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
These days, sustainable business really does make sense. Ensuring your business is running as efficiently as possible, saving money on energy bills, lowering its carbon footprint. It's a great place to start. And if we told you your business could qualify for a low-case grant of up to £10,000 without payback to help it grow and grow greener, would you want to miss out? Register your business interest today. www.lowcase.co.uk. Grant funding for greener business growth.
From weekly food essentials, gifts and treats, to last minute basics, you can buy from all your favourite shops across Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone, and have your items delivered straight to your door same day. Click It Local is your new virtual high street, brought to you in partnership with Brentwood Council. Click It Local, your local high street, delivered. Clickitlocal.co.uk.
Welcome back. So as we head up towards the news, I've got time for today's cover up, and I'm going to squeeze it in, but I just want to say I'm really fired up by that discussion now about the theatre, and lots of people messaging it in. It is so important to keep cultural heritage alive. It really is. You cannot make communities just this concrete jungle where there are no avenues for people to explore, to engage and to learn. And if anything, the past 18 months, COVID has taught us that's more important now than ever, isn't it? It just really is. Anyway, deep breath, calm down. Today's cover from another. This is a great track. The original you'll recognise. And then it's a really different cover version, which you've probably heard recently as well. I'll talk to you about it at the end, but I hope you enjoy this.
Just have a one of those days.
just having one of those days, yeah. Didn't know what to do. Then there was you, and everything went from wrong to right, and the stars came out and filled up the sky. The music you were playing really blew my mind. It was love at first sight, 'cause baby, when I heard you for the first time, I knew we were meant to be as one. Was tired of running out of luck, kept thinking about giving up.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, within the past few minutes.